This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My guest today is Dr. Stephen Judd, the Chief Executive of Hammond Care. Hammond Care is an independent Christian charity that specialises in dementia care, palliative care, rehabilitation and other health and aged services. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Oh, pleasure, Simon.
Now, Stephen, we're hearing more and more about the ageing population of Australia. The baby boomers are getting older. We've got to look after them somehow, that type of thing. What particular challenges does that present?
Well, we often hear about that sort of... some people have even called it a sort of a tsunami of ageing, which I actually object to. I actually think it's sort of a triumph of public health. It's not like we didn't know that those baby boomers were getting older. And I'm sure that no one objected to the bulging sort of public schools in the early 60s in the classrooms of 40. The ageing of our society has been known for a very long time, probably since the Second War. And I actually think that's a triumph of public health. We've actually, people have lived longer because we've had greater interventions as to their health. They've got healthier. And that's a great thing.
Yeah, so we're all glad of that.
Yeah.
But we've got, it does present some issues, doesn't it, in terms
well,
of what
does,
we do.
Well, it does, but I think sometimes people think that we're on some sort of Woody Allen sort of escalator, that we sort of go from work to retirement to a retirement village to an aged care facility. Look, two out of three people over the age of 70, never ever need aged care for one day.
Okay.
They're pretty good odds.
That's surprising. Yep.
You know, and the number of people who have dementia over the age of 85 is about 30%. So again, I look at it another way. I'm a half glass full person. You know, 7 out of 10 don't have dementia.
You mentioned dementia. We hear a lot about it these days. It's a pretty frightening disease. What happens to someone when they're suffering from dementia?
Well, the first thing to say about dementia is it's actually an umbrella term for about 100 plus different diseases. Yeah. Now, the one we've probably heard most about is Alzheimer's disease. And probably 70% of people who are diagnosed as having dementia have Alzheimer's. Dementia comes from a French word, which means out of your mind. It means your brain's not working as well as it should. It's as simple as that. Now that I think about it, older people, indeed me, our bodies aren't working as well as it should. So it means that the mind's not working as well as it should. It's simple as that, and there are various forms of it.
It's a degenerative sort of thing, isn't
it? It's a degenerative thing, and it can affect mood. It can affect memory, particularly short-term. Different dementias can affect personality. And so it's a broad term, and I think we've got to remember that. So the experience is going to be different for everyone.
I imagine the effect on families trying to care for someone with dementia is fairly profound, and your organisation is trying to help with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'd be one of the largest providers of dementia-specific services in Australia. The key to actually supporting people with dementia is to, first of all, I would say most people would prefer to have that support in their own home, in that familiar environment. And that's possible for a great many people to be actually supported in their own home. Then, of course, there is actually, for those people who are no longer able to be supported in their own homes, having environments that enable them to use the skills that they retain. I mean, the brain's an amazing thing. Yes, you might have lost 10 billion neurons, but you've still got another 90 billion going strong. And so it's important that we actually help people use the cognitive facilities that they do have. And that's ensuring that we have environments that are enabling and therapeutic for them.
So is it fair to say that your organisation is trying to care for people in a way that sort of recognises their humanity, gives them as much dignity as possible as they're going through this?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't actually think of someone who can no longer walk as being completely without worth. Just someone who has actually lost their memory or actually has an impaired memory still has many, many abilities. And the challenge is then, and certainly at Hammond Care, this is what we try to do, we try and enable their existing abilities and to remove those things that obstruct it.
Thanks, Stephen. We'll talk further about the work at Hammond Care next time we meet.
Thanks, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.